This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. For the first time in 5 years, the Chicago Abortion Fund is scaling back who it can help. My colleague Kristen Schorsch reports national abortion funds that help women crisscross the U.S. are cutting back, so more people are leaning on local funds to help. Megan Jaifo works with the Chicago Abortion Fund and says this is straining resources so much they have to limit financial aid and are focusing on people who live in or are receiving abortions in Illinois and four other states. Jaifo says she hopes this shift is temporary.
We cannot create incredible conditions for people to be able to access abortion care in our state and then have them only available to a select few, which is what will happen if abortion funds are not resourced.
The Guttmacher Institute reports more women traveled to Illinois last year for an abortion than to any other state. Hundreds of parents gathered today at the K. Ryan Center for the Arts on Chicago's West Side to learn about the city's first ever school board elections. My colleague Anna Savchenko reports organizers with the Parent Engagement Institute warmed up the crowd before walking people through the details of the elections, which will take place November 5th. Since the process is new, organizer Janelle Pillate says many parents need a primer.
Once we have that, the information and the knowledge that we need, the weight comes from that. Because now you're able to advocate for certain policies. You're also able to hold these elected school board members accountable for the things that they do and don't do.
Voters will elect 10 out of 21 school board members, and the mayor will select the remaining 10 plus the board president. Chicago's Civilian Police Oversight Commission is talking about ways to reform traffic stops. The commission last night held a special hearing to talk about it. My colleague Amy Chin reports at the DuSable Museum, a panel of experts shared how traffic stop reforms can reduce racial disparities and improve road safety. But many Chicagoans, like Commission President Anthony Driver Jr., also spoke about their personal experiences.
It's not just, you know, an inconvenience for me in the hopes that somebody finds a gun. Every time I get pulled over, I go through a whole process of trying to figure out how to make myself smaller, how to make myself less threatening, I should say.
Cities in Minnesota, California, and other states have adopted limitations on traffic stops for low-level offenses. New details surrounding the death of Emmett Till are coming out today. Today is the 69th anniversary of Till's murder. Documents released to the Washington Post show the journalist who shaped much of the public narrative following Till's murder left out details of at least two additional accomplices who could have been involved with that killing. William Bradford Huey's research notes suggests he worked out a deal with the defense attorneys over the sale of that story. The granddaughter of one of the defense attorneys is now sharing these notes and says shedding light on historical wrongs is never a bad thing. And ticket prices are skyrocketing for Friday's game between the Chicago Sky and the Indiana Fever. Online ticket marketplaces list the average price for a ticket at $884. That's more than 10 times the regular Sky home game price. Tip-off on Friday is 6:30 p.m. Weather today, sunny and warm with a high in the upper 80s, cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 60s, and sunny and a high in the upper 80s on Thursday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.